This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is right here in the building. This is from Cherry in Danville. Cherry writes, "My neighbor is a widow and her yard always looks crazy. She allowed me to hire a yard man for her. The work was $215 after she had mulch placed around her trees and flower beds. She took advantage. Can I ask her for half of my money back?"
Well, you could, but you know, you the one offered.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But what you should have did was you should have put a price limit on it,
mm-hmm,
and just said, "Hey, look, I'm gonna take $100 and I'm gonna have them come do your grass." You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, but you could ask her for it, but you know, if you pay the $215, it's gonna be a blessing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you done rode in now, so she knows you're looking for it.
Yeah. All right, next one. Maurice and Kenner writes that, "I'm 58 years old and my wife talks to me like I'm her child. She also controls our finances. I feel like the tables have turned and I submitted to her somewhere along the way. I'm losing interest in her because of it. How do I talk to her about this?"
Oh, that's you want to handle this one?
What?
Come on, Junior.
Junior, you want to handle this one right here?
Pop team.
Yeah, this is a married question about money. Me and Tommy already know this. I just want to let you have an opportunity to flex your young married muscle. What do you think of this, Junior?
I can't tell. All I know is just to shut up right now. Just shut up and go along with it. That's all you need to do. Just be quiet.
Let her
control your
like
finances. She's been doing that.
So you're in the same situation then, what you say?
Yeah.
No, I ain't in the same situation. Well, I just know if my wife wants something, I better go get it. I know to shut up and go get it. That's it. She wanted steaks the other night.
That sounds like
it.
The same damn situation to me. That would have sounded.
So, yeah, it is. And I just want to say to the guy that wrote in, you know, what you want me, Tommy Jr., to do for you, dog? You know. You let her control the money. She talked to you like a child.
Like her child.
She probably dressing.
Lay his clothes out.
We've all felt that in a way. Every husband has felt that a little bit. Hey, who you talking to?
The wife.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We've all had that
the tone.
Moment.
The tone.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, hey,
the
hey.
Tone. Yeah. Hey, tone
the kids is important. In there.
Delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
he ain't never said, hey, hey, hey. He ain't never, you know, like, at least try to tone that down. He been doing this.
He just been taking it.
Yeah, but CLO, he says, "I feel like the tables have turned."
No, they ain't no feel. They done
yeah.
flipped.
Right.
Hey, dog, why you think you writing?
Right.
You writing in.
You wrote in.
You don't feel nothing. This gone. This ship has sailed.
And I submitted to her somewhere along the way.
Yes, yes, we all do.
He didn't see it coming. All right, moving on to Justine in Albany. Justine said, "I had a second date and a first kiss with a man I've been getting to know. He had a million hands grabbing at me after the first kiss. It was fun at first, but then it got to be too much. After he calmed down, he called me a tease. What did I do wrong?
You changed it.
Question.
See, in his mind, he thought that kiss was the beginning of the promised land.
Yeah.
So now he all over you trying to go there. And you wasn't ready for all that. All you wanted was the kiss. But he figured, we kissing.
It's on.
What is we kissing for?
That's how white folks do it in the movie. They start kissing. It don't stop. They just keep going. That ain't how it work in my house. It's something. Yeah.
See, you're going to have to learn. Dude's going to have to learn how to take his little kissing cast ass on to work.
Yeah.
You know, how you think this supposed to lead into something every time you get a damn kiss? That ain't how it work, dog. And you got to, and you must train and bring him up in the way.
Speak it now.
And that's what it has to do. Now, if you give in now, you have to keep giving in. You're not a tease. Just tell him, listen, this is what it was. I'm getting to know you. I'm not ready for all that. Now, if you're not really interested in getting to know me, then we can end this now.
Absolutely.
That's we're grabbing on me, though. Just all over.
That's a turnoff. Yeah.
All right, last one. Creepy. Last one. This is LaFlora in Queens. LaFlora in Queens. LaFlora writes, my sister-in-law had an end of the summer cookout with hot dogs and burgers. I asked if she planned to put some chicken on the grill too. She called me bougie and told me to leave. Who has a cookout without any chicken and or steaks?
Yeah, I don't know. If it's for the kids, I understand.
But we got to have the chicken on that, though.
I'm trying to figure out where the chicken at, my damn son. What's all these hot dogs and hamburgers? What is we got this fry bougie going for?
Get some wings on there.
I need some jerk chicken. What?
Get out.
Need
I'm
chicken.
Bougie.
Yeah, that's chicken. What she told us.
If chicken is bougie, you are surrounded by some very, very poor people. I'm sorry. Chicken ain't bougie. Chicken is basic.
Well, she got put out for asking that, though.
That's it. It's hard to find a cheaper meat now.
But she said chicken and steak. Now, steak, okay. Yeah. But chicken?
Well, steak, you bougie.
Yeah.
No, she just asked if she planned to put some chicken on the grill. Then she called her bougie and put her out. But then LaFlora asks, who has a cookout without any chicken and or steak? She didn't
know. Well, I have a lot of cookouts without steak on it.
Yeah,
I have
steak
a whole lot of cookouts without steak.
Yeah.
But the wings.
Get these baby backs and carry your ass somewhere and sit down.
Sit down. Yeah.
She the last LaFlora, though. I don't know no more LaFlora.
Yeah, really?
She's in Queens. Yeah.
Queens.
Oh, well. So if she didn't have steaks, what else? So burgers, dogs, chicken.
Sausage. Chicken.
Sausage.
Salmon. Maybe she could put
You put
salmon.
Some fish on there.
Now you that bougie.
I have a problem when people come to my house. Where's the salmon? Uh-huh. And we don't have
that bougie. Yeah.
That's why I put it out there.
We out here barbecuing. Now, if you wanted to come to a grill out, then go to that.
Yeah.
We barbecuing. Now go to people's house that's grills. They have corn and vegetables turned upside down and kidney slices.
Yes.
That ain't what we got on this car.
That's what I like.
Oh, that's what I was asking. What was the difference between barbecue and grilling? But you just
it's grilling.
Down.
Y'all grilling. We barbecuing. We smoke sauce.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.